tale that I was telling you about. And Miss, she had a boy and a daughter. Her daughter was a very pretty girl, Leona. And the son, of course, I don't know, he looked like he had something wrong with his nose. But they're all dead, you see. They're all dead. And all the old timers, my mother had the best white friends. And what I want to tell you, the white people lived up with us. It's just here in the last 30 or 40 years, these old Ku Klux Klans, I call them, come in here, separating the Negro from the white people. Because as Mr. Glunzer, I don't know whether that's Robert's son or not that's running in this election today, and I'm usually, we always vote, but I don't think I'll go down. I've been voting ever since the first woman was allowed to vote. And that was for Wilson, President Wilson, that year. And I was working for Mrs. W.W. and I worked 10 years for her. And they were multimillionaires, but they're all dead except one daughter. And of course their grandchildren. But her daughter doesn't live here now. She lives in San Antonio. She's a Mrs. Ellie. And she didn't have any children. But this last husband, this Mr. she married, I understand that he had two sons, but I didn't know him or his children. But when I worked for her mother, she was a Mrs. and she lived at Beaumont. And then when Mr. died, she married Mr. And then when Mr. died, she married this fella. And this Mr. lived out in Philadelphia. And her baby daughter had married a man at Philadelphia. And her visiting her baby sister, I imagine she met this Mr. But I didn't know him or his children. But they say he had two sons. And he's dead now, yes. So Miss Kathleen, she was a Miss Kathleen, and she's living in San Antonio, and she's the only senior member of the Joneses living. Now, this girl that was in this Buccaneers parade, she was Mrs. Jones's. Let's see, that Billy was a great-grandchild. She was a very pretty girl. No, she wasn't Billy's girl. She was... Miss Alice's boy, Benjamin Eshelman. I think she was, I don't know the children, but I think she was Benny's daughter. Because Miss had quite a few grandchildren, but I think this girl was Benny. I saw her once down in the Nueces Hotel, and that's the only time. She was beautiful on that float. Very pretty. And I understand that her auntie was here, Miss Kathleen, but I didn't get to see her, you see, in those big celebrations. Like, of course, I wasn't busy going, but anyway, I never did know where her nephew lived out here on Ocean Drive, off of Ocean Drive. So...
What, did your father, his first language was Spanish?
What, darling?
Your father, did he speak Spanish? Or?
Pura Mexicana. He talked nothing but Spanish. Papa couldn't speak English. Now, my mother spoke Spanish just like Papa spoke Spanish. My mother spoke English. She was a Negro, you see. She was colored, and I like the word colored better. These people going around calling themselves black. Well, Negro is black.
In Spanish?
Sure, in Spanish it's black. Negro is black. But they call themselves black.